Yo, what's up, Madoffs? The clip that you are about to listen to is taken from the full episode of the Powerful Comics Man podcast. It is also available on Spotify. Just look it up, the Powerful Comics Man podcast, and you're going to find it. Please subscribe. Of course, it's also available in all podcast platforms. The full episode is there, and this is just a part of it. This is just a sampler of that entire hours-long episode. Okay, so check it out and follow it as well if you're just finding about this on here in Ganito Lang Yan. Okay, thanks. What's up, Madoffs? The Powerful Comics Man podcast is brought to you by Miyucha Luxcakes. Okay, so before we continue with the episode today, just please do me a favor, get your phone and go check out Instagram. Okay, so we'll just leave the podcast playing on Spotify or Apple Podcast as you do it. So just go to Instagram and look up at hello.miyucha. Okay, so that's at hello.miyucha. Okay, so you can see the most amazing desserts, donuts, cakes, and a lot of other creative desserts in there, even wedding cakes. That's Miyucha Luxcakes. That's our page. And please support it. Support the podcast by supporting our little business, Miyucha Luxcakes. And as you can see, it's just different. The photos don't, as pretty as they are, they don't even justify the taste and the experience that you get having Miyucha donuts, cakes, the dream cakes, and the budinos. Oh my god, it's just keep watching this Instagram page, because we just come up with different stuff all the time. Okay, you would see desserts and other cakes that you don't see anywhere else. Okay, check out the dream cakes, the bunny hugger. That's a carrot cake. It's one of the best sellers, and of course the donuts. We also do pop-ups. We have announcements on the Instagram account and also on Facebook. Just look up Miyucha on any of those platforms. I'm very proud of this brand. It's been with us on the podcast ever since we started. And yeah, just check it out and help us out. Spread the word, and I'm sure you will not regret. All right. And with that, let's go on with the episode.
Feeling ko, bro, sa babae, mas ano sila eh, mas particular sila sa attitude kumpara sa physical appearance. Sa lalaki, masyado tayong ma-physical appearance. Masyado tayong ano eh, yung mata, visual tayo. Yung babae, more on ano eh, ano ba yung laman ng utak mo?
Visual din sila, pero gusto nila, ano?
Yung content?
Hindi. Gusto nila, protektado sila. Gusto nila, kaya kanyang protektahan. Or, may security siya na makukuha sa'yo.
Pero may mga babae, ano, nagde-date na mga, ano eh, yung mga nerds. So, minsan, hindi security, parang yung intellect ba? Or gusto nila maging alpha lang doon sa lalaki? May ganun eh. Nag-dominate sila sa relationship.
A lot of times kasi, yung security nila, security can come in different forms eh. Either physical or financial.
Pwede.
So, kung yung ano na yun, well off. Kasi, gayto ah, biologically,
akala ko Alodia, dating kaya tano dati.
biologically, men, ang tayo kasi gusto na, ang mga lalaki, they want to mate to as many women as possible. reproduce
facts
as many as possible. Nung ano ha, yung
primitive mind
natin ha. Kasi yun yung basta ganun.
Yung I mean yung nature natin as males, 'di ba? Parang ganun.
Yeah. Thing. Women on the other hand, they want to mate with the best male who can provide them with the best gene pool, na best genes na yung anak niya magiging healthy, mapoprotektahan. Yun ang priority biologically, basic, ng instinct ng babae.
Basic shit, no?
Kasi yun ang ano niya eh. Kasi siya yung magdadala nun, siya yung mag-aalaga most of the time. So, it will benefit her kung healthy yung anak niya at saka capable yung partner niya. Yun. So, that's kumbaga parang and most of the time, yung babae ang namimili. Kahit dati pa eh, di ba? Kasi kung loser ka, hindi ka pipiliin na babae.
Oh.
Di ba? Kung, kaya ngayon, napag-usapan namin ni Nico David last time yan eh. Sa Tinder, let's say, Tinder or other dating apps, dehado yung mga lalaki na, kaya madaming sad boy ngayon eh.
Oh.
Dehado yung mga lalaki na bata na wala pang napapatunayan na walang pera right now pero meron silang bright future. Pwede silang kasi most people look at the current eh, yung, at the present, kung sino ka. Hindi nila iisipin what you could be. Diba? Na parang okay, itong si Gerald, ano to eh, parang pa bugoy-bugoy ito ngayon pero may potential siya na when he's 40, 50 years old, ganito na siya. nobody thinks that way, that especially in dating.
Nung college ako, bro, meron na yung mga girlfriend ng mga basketball players. Parang maybe someday he will become PBA. 'Di ba? Nakaabang na yung mga 'yan eh.
Sa bagay.
'Di ba?
Pero
kahit hindi sumikat, no.
Pero physical attributes kasi may, ano na sila nun eh.
Alpha na sila kagad.
Oo, kasi sa campus, they're basically celebrities. Diba? Sa campus, meron na silang attributes of being desirable.
Patatangkal.
Oo, diba? Physical aspects pa lang. They look strong. I'm not gonna bully 6'3".
Yung nga lang, ma-outshine nung ganong klaseng male, yung male na talkative kahit wala siyang ganong attributes. Kasi may mga males akong kilala nung college, ano sila, assertive. Yung maboka, yung may kotse, na parang, ibang, hindi naman lahat ng athletes may kotse. Yung mga iba galing probinsya eh. So, kayang iano eh. Depende sa pagiging assertive mo siguro, no?
Depende yan sa ano eh. Depende yan kung gaano ka... It will all boil down to confidence eh.
Saka sa tools given to you.
Oo.
Lang, either God-given tools yan or mommy and daddy tools.
Oo.
Diba?
Confidence yan. Everything that is yung character building mo is will depend on the level of your confidence.